You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have more with you, Mr. Theater himself, in just a little bit. But we have the other Mr. Theater, Mr. Grand Theater, as we get a chance to talk every other week to Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation of the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. Sean, good to see you again.
Yeah, good morning.
Well, I tell you, it's a fun time of year. I know you're splitting your time between watching a lot of baseball and and a very busy time at the Grand
as
well.
Very busy time at the Grand, yes. That's the, I have more time with the Cardinals not in it, so that's good. I can devote myself more fully to the Grand endeavors. But yeah, it's been a busy start to October. A couple of great shows with Folsom Prism Experience and Celtic Thunder. And yeah, we are, I don't want to say we ever stop, but we're truly off and running now into what is a very, very busy couple of months leading up to the holidays.
Those two shows were ones I wanted to ask you about because we've been talking about those coming in, and there's, I think, a lot of expectation for folks in the community to see those shows. Let's start with this week's show with Celtic Thunder. How did that go?
Just a really, really fantastic show. I mean, those guys are so talented. They've been, touring the world now for a decade in some form or fashion, and it's just a truly wonderful mix of voices and culture and music, and so it was a really fun night.
And also Folsom County Blues,
Folsom Prison Experience. Yes,
I'll get it right. There are some performers that just even after Johnny Cash. I mean, how many years has it been since he had passed away, but yet it just feels like there are certain performers that still have a connection with audiences, and this is one way of continuing that. And it just, and I don't know what it is about some of them. I mean, Johnny Cash obviously was an incredible performer for many decades, and was still he had late in his life a big renaissance, and be able to work with artists such as Nine Inch Nails.
It was
crazy. What is it about Cash that still resonates with audiences? Because you bring in a pro like this because it's Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's because his music and his spirit of sort of standing up to authority. It's kind of timeless and it resonates with the people who saw him. I mean, I think that's one of the things I enjoyed most the other night is we literally had people in the audience who were telling me about, I saw him actually 2 years before Folsom Prison, like in 66 when he was really having trouble with drugs and alcohol and he wondered if he was going to have a career. And then you had people who said, I saw him on his last tour. And then you saw kids and grandkids, there with their Cash t-shirts on because, it's sort of funny. You don't think of it as it's a show for people, 2 to 92, the thing you always use. But it is because truly his music is timeless. It's been passed down through the generations. And you're right. It's somebody who knows him because they've known him for 60 years or knows him because, wait a minute, he was on a Nine Inch Nails album or he collaborated with U2, somebody like that. And the music's just timeless.
And one thing about Cash as well is that he had the ability to, it seemed like, I don't know whether it was intentional or not, but he had the feel to work with others that broadened his appeal. I mean, when I was in college, a friend of mine and I wish I remembered who this group was. It was like a punk group where Johnny Cash did Man in Black. His voice was there. He never seemed to be insulated to everything else that's out there.
No, I mean, if you look at his last two or three albums, it's almost all songs by other artists or songs that it's his interpretation or his songs reimagined or combined with other artists. No, a true artist who didn't just live in his own box, but enjoyed clearly working with others. And it goes back to that thing you're saying. It's one of the original legends of rock and country, and it's across the board. That's the other thing too, is that
just an intriguing guy.
Exactly.
I like talking about the guy, yeah, because when we come across entertainers that touch people that are just intriguing, and yes, I always found him very intriguing in so many different ways. He did so many different things. In fact, again, this is sort of off topic. Many years ago, a friend of mine, we went to a broadcast museum down, mm-hmm, in Chicago, mm-hmm, and they had old. Johnny Cash had his own television show back in the early 70s, yeah, and they had copies of the Johnny. My friend was a big Johnny Cash guy, and it was like, this guy did everything. I found it so intriguing.
Yeah, no, and that is the thing, because whether it was country, whether it was rock, whether it was television, whether it was appearing on other artists' things, whether it was, the Man in Black persona, but then also the poking fun at himself in certain things, yeah, and I think in some ways, because he was on the stage literally until his death, yeah, there were people who felt as though, they grew and they evolved as Johnny Cash did, mm-hmm, and then allowed them to introduce him to, their kids, grandkids, and it's what makes him really an iconic figure in the music world.
And that iconic term sometimes can be used, I think, loosely, but
yes,
it certainly fits exceptionally well, because I think Cash is a Presley like,
yes,
level, and that's that highest level. It's like, that's really amazing.
Yeah, no, he truly deserves the iconic status. Unlike, it was interesting on Friday, as we're getting ready for the show, I get the Polestar magazine, and it refers to Kesha reaching her iconic status with the latest tour, and I was like, let's pull back on that.
We'll have more with Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater in downtown Wausau, coming up. We'll talk about some of the shows coming soon to the Grand, and the tickets are going fast. So, again, more with Sean Wright coming up as we continue here on this Thursday morning. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up after a top-of-the-hour information update, which is straight ahead on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes.
Again, we're talking to Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater. Let's look forward. I got into my rabbit hole of Johnny Cash, yeah, there for too long, but you said it. I mean, this time of year, you're starting to rev the engines for a huge season, and it really is starting to get going at this time, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, looking ahead on the schedule, two nights with the Addams Family Musical next week on Tuesday and Wednesday, Tusk, a really fantastic Fleetwood Mac tribute band on Thursday, Illuminate, a great family show that is basically sold out the following Saturday, and then we roll into the following week, and it's Mania, the ABBA tribute, which is really fantastic, Colin and Brad, of course, Who's Live fame, and then celebrating Meatloaf, the Bat Out of Halloween show, celebrating not just the music of Meatloaf, but Rocky Horror Picture Show, and so, no, I mean, that's literally in the next 2 weeks plus a day or two, so yes, the schedule absolutely ramps up.
Let me ask you real quickly about the pumpkin contest.
Yeah,
how that happened.
It was
that go?
Really, really fun evening. On Monday night, the Addams Family inspired pumpkin carving contest. Lisa Edwards from our staff did a great job coordinating all of that, and it was fun to see. You had some not so great pumpkins, but you had some real artists in that crowd as well. So a really good time. Part of the community engagement series, those free events that we do to bring the community into the Grand in new and different ways, not just on show nights.
Are you going to Addams Family, Ian?
Yes, I am, actually. My whole family and I are going on a Tuesday.
Don't you love hearing that, Sean?
I
Wright?
Love that. That's exactly
the
my
whole
favorite
family.
Things to hear.
And then on the Saturday of next week is we're gonna go see I Illuminate as well. We saw I Illuminate last year, and we really enjoyed it.
It's a really, really
so
fun
much.
Show.
It's just like mind-blowing.
It is. It is. That is one show when I'm backstage, you know, going out to introduce the show, and I go, wow, this is going to be something. And yeah, it really is.
And how are tickets going in terms of some of these shows?
Of the upcoming shows, you know, we still have some tickets left for Addams Family, obviously, with two nights, two performances. Tusk is very limited at this point, just a few tickets left. You know, a little bit of availability. Illuminate is basically a sellout at this point. We may have some single tickets left, and then tickets going fast for Mania as well. So
you always, one thing I always find interesting is that your season is a living document in a sense.
Yes.
Where things change. Has there been anything new recently that's popped up?
Yeah, you know, we've we just sort of keep adding shows. You know, we added a second show of Cirque Musica Holiday because that first show is sold out. Announced this week, one of our really favorites, the Deuces Wild Dueling Pianos guys are coming back in January. Just a fun night. Those guys are so talented, and something a little bit different. We honestly did a couple of years ago, and people really responded to it and said, you know, we like this. It's perfect right after the holidays. The number of people that we hear who say, oh, I buy that as a holiday gift, because they know nobody can have a bad time at a Deuces Wild show. And so those are on sale. And we've, you know, of course, 11-11, our big annual fundraiser and the biggest party in Wausau, of course, sponsored by Evolutions and Design, that is on sale. There are, of course, we only sell 1,111 tickets. There's a couple hundred left that just went on sale earlier this week. But you'll want to get those tickets, and you need to get the tickets soon, not just because they'll go away, but because you've got to get your 80s prom ensemble together. Because that is, of course, the theme for this year's 11-11.
And finally, anything mentioned about the Second Century campaign that we want to remind folks about?
Yeah, it's just an exciting time. We've actually spent the last week finalizing our seating layout, which is really exciting, and seeing where, you know, of course, every seat's going to be new, but we have some places where newer, wider seats are going in, some new legroom, of course, finalizing the cup holders. And you don't realize what a process that is. I mean, it is literally, I mean, we've been working on this for probably a year, just specifically on the seat. So it was really nice to be able to send that off to our seating manufacturer last week, and know that starting May 10th of next year, those old seats are coming out and those new seats are starting to go in. So we encourage people, visit grand100.org to see all the details, learn more about the project, and most importantly, learn how you can help support this transformative project for the Grand.
When I was sitting in the one of the seats for Ian's show a couple weeks ago, with the center stage, I was thinking about that, about how it's going to be different. And I thought I would ask you, how different is it going to be?
Of course, all the seats will be new. So they're, you know, they're new, they're much more comfortable. We do have cup holders because that is very important in Wisconsin.
You keep mentioning those cup holders.
Because I tell you what, because I can tell you that it was not in our initial plans as a historic theater. And boy, people let us know that we need cup holders. So
I have to admit, real fast, I'm not so sure how I feel about that. I like the idea maybe of it being a little different than maybe a movie theater, because, I mean, I I'm not going to second guess anything that you or the other folks are talking about, but there's something about, you know.
Yes, exactly. The nice thing is, you know, again, you're working with a custom seat maker, so this isn't going to be the the cup holder you put on the window of your car back in the day, that one you like slid in. We all had those. The thing is that they will be, one, they're just going to look, I mean, they're going to look fantastic.
Okay.
They're going to look great. They're going to be more comfortable. In terms of the actual layout, really, there are a few areas where you'll see some real change. The vast majority of the house is going to look sort of the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is the layout is fantastic as it is, and this just allows us to get some newer, wider seats. There are definitely some places, especially in the lower balcony, especially down in the Golden Circle area, where it's going to look and feel different, and it'll allow us to address some of the challenges we have. We don't have any of the seats that have the swing arms for accessible seating, and make our ADA seatings a little more appropriate in terms of numbers for the size of wheelchairs these days. And so I tell people, it's sort of like the entire theater. Yes, it's going to look new and beautiful, but it's also going to feel like the Grand Theater you've known and loved. And as we remind people say, oh, you know, it's 100 years old, I can't believe you're going to touch what's been here for 100 years. And I'm like, oh, no, this is the trust me, all you have to do is, if you go to grand100.org, some of the work that Sadie Fisher's done pulling some video from the archives, as they say, from the way the Grand looked in the early 80s, and it looked nothing like 1927. No. So we're just going to get it back to that.
Very cool indeed. And again, for tickets and other information, schedule and everything else, go to grandtheater.org. E-R.
E-R. E-R, of course.
And also pay a visit. We always say that as well.
Definitely.
Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Sounds good.
Coming up, it is a bottom of the hour information update, including the farm report, plus a look at the weather and sports. And then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Once again, everyone, it is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Another very pleasant start, chilly but pleasant here in north central Wisconsin. Temperature stands at 35 degrees here in downtown Wausau. At the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, our WXCO studios right across the way from the Foundry on 3rd. Expecting another gorgeous day. Lots of sunshine, sunny skies, temperatures into the low 60s. And again, really for this time of year, it does not get much better than that. Very, very pleasant. Another great opportunity to be able to go out and enjoy some time outside. We will maybe, maybe get some showers tonight. In fact, the chance, which we were talking about yesterday, was about 20%. Now it's about 60%. In fact, the National Weather Service is saying showers likely for tonight. And okay, frankly, we could use a little bit of rain. Have not had much recently.
We certainly could.
But then once we get past that, tomorrow it'll turn sunny again, 65. Saturday, sunny 63. Sunny 64 on Sunday. So as we get closer to the weekend, if you have those weekend plans, plenty of opportunities to get out there and enjoy here in north central Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
I am Chad Holmes. That is Ian Welsh. He's across the way, our in-studio engineer.
Hey, how about the Brewers game last night?
Mm.
I mean, it was close. It lost by one.
Close.
They're still ahead by one a game.
Yeah, and they do it again later today. And, you know, yeah, they're in
good shape. Pressure's really on. Just like me and the number of the day, the pressure is really on.
The pressure is really on. It's one of those situations where you don't want to give a team like Chicago any hope. You just want to put them out of their misery as quickly as possible. Mm. And the Brewers' only problem the last couple of games has been the first inning. The Cubs scored three times in the first inning in game two, did not score the rest of the game. Yeah. Then yesterday they scored four times in the first inning, did not score the rest of the game. In game two, the Brewers came back and won 7-3, but then yesterday they tried to come back, but came up just short, falling 4-3. So the Brewers and the Cubs will be in action coming up later today. There are two series, actually three series still going on. Last night in one of the American League Division Series, the Yankees were eliminated.
Ooh.
The Toronto Blue Jays defeated the Yankees 5-2. Good for Canada. Good for the Blue Jays, beating the evil empire known as the New York Yankees. So the Toronto Blue Jays are heading to the American League Championship Series. They will wait for the winner of the series between Seattle and Detroit. Detroit yesterday was able to defeat Seattle, so force a deciding Game 5 in Seattle tomorrow. But today, it will be the Brewers and the Cubs playing tonight, in fact, at Wrigley. They'll be playing the evening game, and the Phillies and the Dodgers, and that series have been interesting. The Phillies lost the first two games at home,
But then last night they won in L.A., so the series continues. And then the winners of the Phillies-Dodgers series and the Brewers-Cubs series will meet in the National League Championship Series starting next Monday. But hopefully the Brewers can finish it off tonight. They got their best pitcher, Freddie Peralta, going. So you hope to do it tonight, because if you don't, then all of a sudden you go to Game 5.
Pressure is really on.
Yeah, and I don't know what the Brewers would do pitching-wise, because, I mean, Freddie Peralta is the guy that you'd need to be able to finish it off. And that will be the goal here tonight, to knock off Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I was coming into work this morning, and things don't always have to be dramatic. And I right across from the library, there was there's an intersection, and at that intersection, you have to be close enough to the crosswalk where there's like motion detectors to change the light.
Don't tell me it happened again.
So I get there, and there's about six cars. I'm thinking, what's going on here? There's never six cars here. So the light goes through its cycle. Oh, darn it, the guy at front. So I decide I'm not gonna be reactive. I'm gonna be proactive here.
Okay.
So I put my car in park, and I jogged up the slope. The guy in the truck, he rolls down the window, and I say, well, you have to be a little bit closer to the intersection, or else the motion detector doesn't see you. And I goes, oh, thank you.
Okay.
And then I'm walking back. There's like five more cars. And they're giving me thumbs up. I'm thinking, why didn't any of you decide to do this? Get up there and say, hey, gentlemen, mister, you just have to move up. Because he was way back. I mean, it's like, why would you stop that far away from the intersection? There's a crosswalk. You're supposed to get fairly close to the crosswalk.
I mean,
there was yards between him and the crosswalk. And then right away, the light changed. And then, I got into it. Because literally, sometime I'm going to just have to test these people and see, how long would you just sit there? Would you just sit there for an hour before realizing, hey, somebody tell them to move up?
Well, it was a good thing that you were proactive.
I was.
Very important,
because
to do,
because I knew I needed to get to work. I don't have, there's no, I don't,
you didn't say something, I don't think anybody would have.
I would hope at some point, but it was just interesting to see again. It's one of those, I think, human experiments, mm-hmm. where you just think, how long would it take somebody to say something here before they decide, hey, maybe time to
absolutely
tell this gentleman to move up just a little bit, or else that light would have stayed red forever. Literally, could have stayed red.
Motion sensors are very picky.
Yes, it is. But it really wasn't that picky. This guy was just way too far away.
Yeah, you got to be close enough in order for them to see you, and then they'll adjust the system.
Exactly. Right. So, folks, again, if you realize that, hey, the light's not changing, it may be because the guy in front is just not close enough to the intersection. So
just keep that in mind the next time you're waiting at a long traffic light.
And be nice when you go up there and say it. I was nice. I just said, hey, just let you know that you have to move up a little bit in order for the light to change. We'll be back at 8:22. We'll have the number for the day quiz and a whole bunch more. Top of the hour news update is next. Then me with Pat Kreitlow at 8:06 on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Lots of sunshine here in central Wisconsin, here at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. 36 degrees under blue skies. Going to be a beautiful day with lots of sunshine and a high near 63. Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And Ian, wanted to talk about something. I really was impressed with a woman named Zelda Williams. And she is a daughter of Robin Williams, the famous actor, comedian who passed away a few years ago.
I know I've heard her name before.
Yep. And she went to Instagram this week and made such a wonderful point about AI.
Oh, and what did she say?
She
is asking people to stop sending her AI-generated videos of her late father. And with AI, you can take folks who are not with us anymore and make these phony videos and phony little pieces of so-called entertainment.
I've seen those videos and the images as well. I got to say, some of them are pretty just weird.
Well, let me tell you what she said.
Yeah, go ahead.
She said that she wants to have people stop making these videos of her late father saying and doing, quote, new things, appearing in, quote, new scenes and offering new stand-up bits. She called such things dumb, a waste of time and energy, and said that is not what he'd want. And she also noted how much pain there is for her to see such stuff and to ask how you would feel in her shoes. She could have stopped right there, though, but she didn't. And she made some really, I think, good points.
Okay.
Because she said, to watch the legacies of real people be condensed down to this vaguely looks and sounds like them, so that's enough, just so other people can churn out horrible TikTok slop puppeteering them is maddening. You're not making art. You're making disgusting, overprocessed hot dogs out of the lives of human beings, out of the history of art and music, and then shoving them down someone else's throat, hoping they'll give you a little thumbs up and like it. Gross. And then she says, and for the love of everything, stop calling it the future. AI is just badly recycling and regurgitating the past to be reconsumed. You are taking in the human centipede of content, and from the very, very end of the line, all while folks at the front laugh and laugh, consume and consume. I mean, when it comes to creative work, mm-hmm. writing, music, art, comedy, film,
theater,
you can't use AI. You're just, again, she had it right. You're regurgitating. You're taking the talent of others to try to make something that is not new. It's all old. It's exactly. Wrong. It's wrong using other people's talent mm-hmm. to make things with this AI. AI can be used in certain ways, but the way it's being used by some folks is, in the words of Zelda Williams, disgusting. It's just wrong. And it scares me. It scares me. And maybe it's because I work in an industry that AI could take away every possible job in the future. You don't know. I don't know. It's just, but it's wrong.
She makes excellent points.
It's just wrong. And these people, they're using Robin Williams' talent to put into this AI machine. I don't even know how it works. I never got into it.
I don't know either.
And then making it look like, well, they're doing something. And she's so right. In this culture, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Instagram, whether it's any social media, this constant need for likes and thumbs up and all this stuff, people need to stop that too. It's like, seriously, you don't need people to give you likes to give you validation and worth. No, it's not.
Plus, I could add something else here. It's also a lazy. I mean, the whole point of art is to, you know, put your own work and effort into it and create a character or create a masterpiece and put in the time and effort, because the fact that you put in this time to create something beautiful yourself without the reliance of technology, you know, shows how much you really care about it. You know, whether it's a piece of art or making a movie or playing a character in a show, just, you know, the fact that you're using AI to try and create these ideas that, you know, seem like new and original is just lazy, and it's unimaginative is what it is.
Exactly. Well, coming up tomorrow on the show, we'll be joined during our morning reports at 6:52 by Christine Daniels and Brittany Reamer of the WASA Sustainability, Energy, and Environment Committee. And then at 7:53 a.m., we'll be joined by Newman Catholic football coach Paul Micklake to talk about Wisconsin sports. So that's tomorrow coming up during our WXCO morning reports. But right now it's time to wrap things up with another number for the day quiz.
Yeah.
And you're 0-3 so far this week, so you got to get this right. All right. Well, Halloween, of course, is coming up in a few weeks.
Yes.
Got a survey. What is the percentage of parents that check their children's trick-or-treat candy before allowing them to eat it?
Okay.
So what is the percentage of parents that check their children's trick-or-treat candy before allowing them to eat it?
Okay, what are my choices?
Is it 63%?
Okay.
73%? 83%?
You know what? I'm going to say 73%. Final answer, 73%.
A survey of parents reveals 83% check their children's trick-or-treat candy before allowing them to eat it.
Now the pressure's really on.
Oh man, this is not a good slump you're in.
I'm setting a record and not in a good way. No,
we'll try again tomorrow.
Yep.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Stick around. Information update next, followed by more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.